Get up out of bed. Get up.
Get up with Jesse and Jules.
We are playing Know the Flow, your shot at some movie tickets to go and see Dwayne The Rock Johnson's new one. He stars in the action blockbuster Skyscrapers in cinemas tomorrow.
Now, the way this game works is we will play you a bit of a tune and you need to sing the line that comes next, right?
Yes, yeah.
Now, this song that we have chosen today is an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
And it's trending right now because it has topped the iTunes chart, like in the top 10 of the iTunes chart. It is also in the top 20 of Britain's official singles.
Mm.
Because in a couple of days, Donald Trump will be visiting the UK.
Mm, you see, you got to be so careful when you're telling the story because you might give away.
I know.
Song.
Well, that's why I'm trying to stay away from, you know, saying any certain words. But I'm sure once we play this tune, people are going to get it.
Yeah. So if you know the line that comes after this little bit of tune, you want to give us a call.
Our mate is on the line, Jimmy from Margaret River.
How are you?
Yeah. We're better now. You called, mate.
Top notch.
Yeah. All right. Now, you obviously know how this game works, know the flow. You need to sing the next line correctly. Unfortunately, you haven't, the last two times you've called, you have not got it right.
Third time's a charm.
It
well,
is, mate.
Hopefully this time.
That's what my mum always said.
Great attitude, mate. I love her.
Great advice too, Mum.
All right. I'm going to give you the front end
love
of the tune,
Mum.
Mate. You just come off the back, all right?
All right.
Here we go.
I'm going to nail it. Don't want to be an American idiot.
Yeah.
Love your work, mate. You killed it. Congratulations.
I won.
Yes.
Tutorials, big fella.
I'm going to wrestling.
No. You're going to the movies, mate. You're going to the movies.
We are. We actually are. I won this time.
Hey, mate, the tickets are all yours. Thanks very much for calling.
Oh, you guys are legends.
No worries, mate.
Bye.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM. Trending now at hit.com.au.
I seriously don't know why I'm so obsessed with this story. Maybe it's just because I'm a Knowlesy fan, but Shannon Knoll, his little rant that he did on stage at the Duck Creek races, which has blown up and has reached over 1.5 million views on Facebook.
Jeez.
Of him going off at a private schoolboy.
Well,
that's what he called him anyway. After he threw a can at him up on stage. Now, obviously, that rant went viral. He then came out on his own Facebook page and apologised for it.
Mm.
But clearly, that wasn't enough. Someone has actually turned his concert rant into a parody of his song, What About Me?
That fuckhead, get up here, man. Yeah, whoever threw that, come up here, come on and have the balls to come up here, and I'll meet you over there. I go on then, that fuckhead in the tie, you're a fucking maggot, just get some fucking balls and come up here instead of throwing something from it.
It is very good. I just imagine someone who's, like, he's clearly very talented at playing the piano.
Yeah.
And I always imagine that piano should be quite classy. And he's sitting there just belting out
I would have preferred it on a violin, to be honest, singing this song. But, look, I think Knowlesy would kind of be like the kind of, he would listen to that and laugh.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, that's good gear.
Yeah, now, look, the thing is that Knowlesy's getting a lot of support, though. This isn't the first time he's had something thrown at him on stage. Like I said the other day, someone threw a firecracker at him and his band members while they were up on stage once, and it went off and it injured one of part of the crew. So that's why he went off about it.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit too much, though,
it's
Knowlesy.
The Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
Okay, so Jesse, last time you were away, when you were over away in Bali, Damien Martin was in the studio with me.
Yes.
And he came across this story in Kalgoorlie where they were looking for a himpy, which is a male skimpy.
Yes.
Now, I offered you up. I was like, let's put Jesse in. Jesse will do this.
And surprise, surprise, no takers. Shock me.
Well, you wouldn't get your gear off.
No.
No one
wants me to get my gear off, let's be honest.
Someone who is going to get his gear off, his name is Matty Abbott. He's a Boulder man, joins us on the phone right now. He scored the gig over you, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, we're doing well, but not as well as you're going to be doing with all this coin you'll be making behind the bar.
Yeah, I'll have to step between two other himpies, but that's okay.
Now, Matty, did you apply? How did this happen?
Well, first happened over Facebook. There was a few people that tagged me, and it's with me mates, mm-hmm. and having a bit of a joke around. And, I thought, oh, yeah, why not give it a go after Tracy asked me if I wanted to do it.
So, right. Now, are you known to your mates to be the hot one in the group?
I suppose.
Yeah, he is.
Do you get your gear off regularly at the pub?
No, not regularly.
Okay.
Nah.
Okay.
Mate, have you thought about any moves that you're going to do behind the bar? Have you got like a game plan of what you'd kind of take off first so that you can kind of maximise the money coming in?
Look, I'm a professional at winging it.
Yeah. Can I just say, though, I highly recommend that you watch Coyote Ugly.
Okay.
Yeah, the way the girls run the bar,
what
mate.
What about Magic
is
Mike?
Because everyone's going to expect Magic Mike, right?
Right, okay.
Don't watch Magic Mike. Watch Coyote Ugly. Girls will be more impressed with your bar skills.
So the other blokes that are doing it with you, are they professional, like they've got history in this, or are they newbies as well?
Look, I had a chat with Tracy yesterday, the manager of the hotel that I'm going at.
Yeah.
And she's got one of them definitely coming in, and he's had a year worth of bar experience.
Yeah. Right.
So I
as in himpy bar
heart,
experience though. Or just bar experience?
Just normal bar experience.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
right.
Okay. But to be fair, no one cares if you get the drink order wrong if you're looking real swish behind the bar, mate.
Well, that's my strength, yeah.
No one's watching how much you're pouring in, mate. It'll be all good.
Mate, have you been hitting the gym a little bit harder to kind of get ready for it?
Well, I go to the gym every day regardless anyway.
Okay.
So.
But you've been putting extra weights on, getting those gains?
Yeah, getting them gains.
A little bit of extra shredding. I like it. Hey, mate, a lot of skimpies are FIFO. If you make a bit of coin out of this, would you consider going FIFO on the skimpy circuit?
Look, I've got a full-time job at the moment, so probably not. I'll probably be based in Cow. It's more of a hobby thing, really.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But if you're making that coin, you know what I mean? Like, you could be just,
true.
Like, sleeping during the day and working those nights.
Well, it's funny you guys say that. I'm actually doing a hen's night this weekend.
Yeah, it's already rolling in, mate. Are you single?
I am, yeah.
Oh, Maddie! Oh, my goodness, ladies.
This is going to be one of the best decisions of your life.
Yeah.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
A school in the UK has gone trending for all the wrong reasons. Well, not necessarily wrong reasons, but they banned dancing.
What do you mean?
So, you know the floss dance?
Yeah.
I'll show you. Look, you ready?
I don't want to see it. It frustrates. I don't know why, but every time I see anyone do the floss dance, it just burns me a little bit.
For anyone, for anyone who doesn't know what the floss dance is, it's that one from Katy Perry's performance on Saturday Night Live where the kid was standing with the backpack and he swings his arms one way and his hips one way and then back through and side to side.
I'm pretty sure I just heard the whole of WA go, oh yeah, that stupid dance.
Well, then you'll be agreeing with this school in the UK who has said that it is now banned and you cannot do it. And their reasoning is that kids were using it because it also appears in the game Fortnite online.
Yeah.
And apparently in that game, they use it to celebrate when they've got like a kill or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so apparently the kids were going around the school and surrounding other kids and doing the dance move to surround and intimidate them.
You have got to be kidding me.
So the school's
like, that floss move is intimidating?
This school in the UK has basically stomped the yard.
I have heard it all. I cannot believe it. Wow.
I assistant coach a little kids rugby team. Yeah. And they're under 10s or under 11s, and they do it at training. And I'm like, guys, this is what we're doing. And they're sitting there going,
what are you complaining about, Jesse? You were doing it yesterday when we were working.
We were talking about this story, and
no,
I was like,
I just turned around. You were standing in the corner and you were floss dancing.
I did. Whatever. Anyway, that is what's trending at the moment. If you want to check out what else is trending, hit.com.au.
I love it.
You think you're so.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
And this morning on 13 till 16, we want to know, what do you have an original of? Now, you may have seen it in the news that Prince Louis was christened yesterday. And as a gift from his uncle, Prince Harry, he received an original Winnie the Pooh book from 1926, which they're saying that it cost him about $14,000.
Whoa.
Yeah, for an original Winnie the Pooh. Now, Jesse, you and I, we were talking about this earlier. Well, your family has an original Winnie the Pooh book.
Yeah, well, my dad told me about it when I was a kid. He showed it to me, and I think it belongs to my grandma.
Right.
He was like, oh, this is an original A.A. Milne Winnie the Pooh, and it's got all the like old school illustrations and stuff in it.
Wow.
And at the time, I was like, an old book, cool,
yeah.
Dad.
Did your dad read it with gloves on? Like,
no,
like,
I think he just—they must keep it somewhere really safe. But
yeah, probably so your kids don't go and cash it in.
Yeah, well, had I known that it was worth so much money, that would have been a genuine problem. But yeah, I had no idea that it was. Now I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And hearing this story, I'm like, wow, that's very cool.
Amazing, right? Now this is very sweet. Like, if Prince Harry has done this in memory of the late Princess Diana.
Yeah.
From when he was a kid, he was saying obviously Prince, his mom would read him stories.
Yeah.
What Prince Harry is actually trying to do for his three nieces and nephews is to create a library
cool.
for the three kids so that they could read stories together.
Yeah, that is cool.
Which is so beautiful. Anyway, so we thought we'd throw it out there and find out if anyone has the original of just anything.
Do you have an original of anything?
I have an original Game Boy Color.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's it, though. I mean, it's not as cool as a
book. I actually might still have. I don't know what happened to my Game Boy Color. But
I did not steal it.
Yeah.
I bought mine fair and square.
I have an original PlayStation 1.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we play it? Why have you not bought this in? What the hell?
Because it's fragile and it's only for me.
And you want to sell it later
on
to get some
coin. It's just Crash Bandicoot all the time.
Right.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Mark from Bunbury, what do you have an original of?
Nintendo 64 and a Sega.
Oh, okay. You had a Sega?
Don't worry about the Nintendo 64. I want to know about the Sega.
Yeah.
How long have you had it for, mate?
I've had it, I've had it for a while now. I don't know how long, but I actually got given it off my nana that actually died. Like, she gave it to me and it's like, wow.
Whoa.
Did she have did she have hold of it? Like, was it yours originally?
Yeah, well, she bought it for me, but she, because we weren't on talking terms or anything, and so she bought it and obviously just kept it, like, put it away, and before she died, she gave it to me, so.
Wow, yeah. That's sweet.
Mark, have you played it at all, or is he just going to keep it in the box?
Just gonna keep it under lock and key.
Yeah, mate, absolutely.
Call. Collector's item
absolutely.
Coming up. Yeah, thanks for the call, Swanee, mate.
Cool.
Bye.
No worries. Andrew from Mandra, have you got an original of something?
Yeah, well, it's not in the way that you're talking, but I have a signed photograph of the two pilots of the original space shuttle.
No way.
Yep, the Columbia.
How did you get that?
Well, my dad was a chauffeur, a government chauffeur.
Right.
And when the two pilots came over to Carnarvon to visit the tracking station in Carnarvon, because they were an instrumental part of the tracking of, because of
the
weather and all that stuff, and there were many reasons. He took a government car up and he chauffeured them around Carnarvon.
Whoa.
When they were here, and he signed Bob Crippen, John Young and Bob Crippen. How do I remember that?
Yeah. Mate, that is amazing. What a cool. And it's a signed photo.
It's a signed photograph of those of the two pilots in their flight gear, minus the helmet.
That's amazing. How are you keeping this in mint condition?
I've got it in a photo album, sealed away.
Yep.
And what's the plan with it? Do you hand it down to your kids or?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, family heirloom. What an incredible little. Yeah, that's amazing,
Jesse and
mate.
Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules.
There is a beach over in the Caribbean that has an airport right off the back of the beach.
Oh, yeah.
You might have seen these photos, quite popular on Instagram, because the beach is, it's called Maho Beach in St. Martin, and it is, it's a beautiful beach. Like, the water is crystal blue, like white sand, like really nice little bay. But the planes, the reason it's so famous is because the planes come in really low over the water and then hit the tarmac just behind the fence on the back of the beach.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people go there to take photos or to experience the plane flying overhead.
Yeah.
So close to you. And this one particular couple that have gone there to take a photo are gymnasts from the Ukraine.
A bite?
Yeah, Oleg and Yulia, which I just love. Oleg and Yulia thought that it would be a really fun idea, because they're gymnasts, to do that thing where, and the guy stands on the bottom and stands with his arms out straight, and then she, I don't know how she gets up there, but she does a handstand with one hand on his head.
Yep.
Right? They did that when the plane was flying over so that they could get a really cool photo. And to be honest, it is a really cool photo.
Yeah.
They've got a really cool photo. The second photo, however, is a little bit more frightening, because it's as the plane's wheels get extremely close to her feet.
Right.
Like, really, really close.
Like, she touched them with a big toe.
Like, almost touching, right? And if you, like, we'll put this photo up on our Insta stories. Hit FMW on if you want to go and have a look. But it's like that thing would have been moving so fast, like it probably would have snapped her leg or something like that.
Wow.
Right? And so everyone has gone, whoa, this is ridiculous. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And fair play to them. They went, oh, yeah, sorry, we screwed up. We had no idea how dangerous this was going to be.
Yeah.
We just thought it'd be a really cool photo. As soon as it happened, we were like, whoa, sorry, that was ridiculous. We should not have done
that.
Yeah,
well, I mean, you don't know how low the plane's going to go. Like, they're not going to be, there's
no height.
Yeah,
it's not
going to
be the same
like,
every time.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a very good point. But yeah, they put their hands up and they're like, that's too dangerous. Mm. We should not have done that. And I thought there's probably a lot of things that people do that are really dangerous that you don't realise until afterwards.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Or what did you do that was dangerous, but you only realised how dangerous it was after you did it? Because a couple over in the Caribbean were having their holiday and took a photo standing. She was doing a handstand on his head. They were gymnasts. And she almost got clipped by this plane that lands over that beach. And everyone's saying, that's ridiculous. And they said afterwards, well, yeah, we didn't realise until
at the time.
After we did it. And you said you did something really dumb.
Yes, very, very dumb. 15-year-old Julesy, right, went to the movies with a couple of friends.
Yeah.
I told Mama Jules that I was getting a lift home by my friend's parents. My best friend, Beck, told her parents that my Mama Jules is giving us a lift.
Double.
And we were like, let's walk home, right? I mean, it's a couple of Ks.
I mean, walking home now just sounds to me...
I know. I'm like, damn, Mum, please come pick me up.
Yeah.
But what we did was we didn't want to get found out, right? So we walked down the alleyways to get, like, behind the lit areas.
Yeah, so you walked in all of the wrong places.
In all of the wrong places. And it wasn't until, well, we spoke about this, I was like, damn it, that was so dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. We did throw down 13, 12, 16. Who we got this morning?
Leah from Donnybrook. What did you realise was dangerous after you did it?
It was getting a trapped kangaroo out of our fence line.
Right.
Right.
So its leg was caught in the fence, or
I didn't even think about it till later. I could have done all sorts of damage to it.
Absolutely,
I got the kids to get some wire cutters, but I put it, grabbed its tail, which stopped it from rushing around, and put it between my legs so I can use both my hands, cut the wire, set it free, which It didn't claw me. It ended up popping away. But I didn't think till later. I think, my gosh, those claws were pretty damn big.
Yeah,
it could have done anything to me. But I saved it. So it was a good thing. But it was like, Oh my God.
You could have really hurt yourself. Yeah. The thing is that, like, yeah, when you do see an animal in distress like that in that situation, you know, you don't think about what it could actually do to you. You're like, you know, trying to help it to get out of it. Oh, gosh.
Just and kangaroos can be pretty dangerous, right? If they either kick you or claw you, you know, they do a lot of damage. Oh, mate. Yeah, so exactly. What did you, was it straight away afterwards that you were like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that? Or were you thinking about it later on?
Within a few minutes, actually, I'm thinking, whoa. But it ended up being a good result.
Yeah. Well, you got away with it, so it's all good.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
And what did you do that was dangerous, but you only realised how dangerous it was after you did it? Because a couple over in the Caribbean were having their holiday and took a photo standing, she was doing a handstand on his head, they were gymnasts, and she almost got clipped by this plane that lands over that beach, and everyone's saying that's ridiculous, and they said afterwards, well, yeah, we didn't realise until
at the time.
After we did it. And you said you did something really dumb.
Yes, very, very dumb. 15-year-old Julesy, right, went to the movies with a couple of friends.
Yeah.
I told Mama Jules that I was getting a lift home by my friend's parents. My best friend, Beck, told her parents that my Mama Jules was giving us a lift.
Double.
And we were like, let's walk home, right? I mean, it's a couple of Ks.
I mean, walking home now just sounds to me...
I know. I'm like, damn, Mum, please come pick me up.
Yeah.
But what we did was we didn't want to get found out, right? So we walked down the alleyways to get, like, behind the lit areas.
Yeah, so you walked in all of the wrong places.
In all of the wrong places. And it wasn't until, well, we spoke about this. I was like, damn it, that was so dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. We did throw down 13, 12, 16. Who we got this morning?
Leah from Donnybrook. What did you realise was dangerous after you did it?
It was getting a trapped kangaroo out of our fence line.
Right.
Right.
So its leg was caught in the fence? Or, yeah.
I didn't even think about it till later. I could have done all sorts of damage to it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I got the kids to get some wire cutters, but I thought it's grabbed its tail, which stopped it from rushing around, and put it between my legs so I can use both my hands, cut the wire, set it free, which, It didn't claw me. It ended up popping away. But I didn't think till later. I think, my gosh, those claws were pretty damn big.
Yeah,
it could have done anything to me. But I saved it, so it was a good thing. But it was like, oh my God.
You could have really hurt yourself. Yeah. The thing is that, like, when you do see an animal in distress like that in that situation, you know, you don't think about what it could actually do to you. You're like, you know, trying to help it to get out of it. Oh, gosh.
And kangaroos can be pretty dangerous, right? If they either kick you or claw you, you know, they do a lot of damage. Oh, mate.
Yeah,
so what did you, was it straight away afterwards that you were like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that? Or were you thinking about it later on?
Within a few minutes, actually, I'm thinking, whoa. But it ended up being a good result.
Yeah. Well, you got away with it, so it's all good.
Yeah.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
Hey, playing Worst Joke Wednesday. The jokes that are so bad that they're a little bit good sometimes.
May have oversold myself just before those songs.
You promised a very good one this morning.
Well, I laughed at it. I mean, but I laugh at a lot of things anyway, so it doesn't matter, really.
All right. You want to kick it off this morning?
Yes. Now, just a reminder, it is Worst Joke Wednesday for a reason.
Jeff.
All right? Why'd the man fall into the well?
I don't know. Why?
Because he couldn't see that well.
That's actually not too bad. I don't mind that.
Yeah, thanks. I laughed at that a lot last night.
Sometimes I tuck my knees into my chest and lean forward.
Yeah.
That's just how I roll.
Sorry, I'm still laughing at my well joke.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm joking. That's good. I love it. All right, 13 till 16. We've got $50 up for grabs. Thanks, Avenger, our home group. We want to know your Worst Joke Wednesdays.
Imogen from Capel, what's your Worst Joke Wednesday?
Did you hear about the funeral for the guy that invented fairy bread?
The funeral for the guy that invented fairy bread?
There were hundreds and thousands of them.
Oh! Well done, Imogen. I really like that one.
Very well done. Are you on school holidays at the moment?
Yes.
Jeez, Dylan, you're up early for a school holidays.
I'll be sleeping in. Hey, you have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
All righty, Steve-O from Australind. Worst joke Wednesday. Your time to shine, mate.
All right. What starts with T and swims?
Turtle?
Nah, two ducks.
Yep, okay. Well,
what starts with E and ends with E and has one letter in it?
E?
It starts with E and ends with E and has one letter in it.
Oh, I don't know.
An envelope.
Oh, I knew that one. Oh, gosh, I'm kicking myself that I didn't get it.
I like that, yeah.
All right, what's the trifecta?
It's all right. A dung beetle walks into a bar and says, hey, is that still taken?
Steve-O, as per usual, very good gear, mate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm standing outside, so in other words, I'm outstanding.
Okay.
You just need to calm down. We love you. We love you. We really do.
All right, mate. You have a fantastic Wednesday. We'll chat to you soon.
Yeah, you keep up the good work too.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
You've
been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch Up on Hit FM.